This special meeting of the Common Council for May 10th, 2021 is now in session. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Alderman Garriga.
Here.
Halloran.
Eileen, you're muted. Eileen? She's there, but muted. I don't know.
I'll come back.
Okay.
Alderman Lewis.
Here.
Maranci. Nizan. Rosenthal.
Here.
Sarra.
Here.
Trombley.
Here.
Walker.
Here.
Alderman Wolf.
Here.
President DiPietro.
Here.
Alderman Halloran.
Eileen, can you hear us? You're muted. Nope.
Quorum present.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. So, can I have an introduction to receive the call of the meeting, place it on file? An introduction, please.
Alvin, I'll introduce.
Thank you. A second?
Go on.
Thank you, Dewan. Could you hear? Oh, Dominic is. Reason I couldn't get unmuted. Dominic is here, apparently. He's going to call back in. Sorry for that interruption. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed on the council? The motion carries. Okay, this is a... Oh, I think this is Dominic coming in here. Let's see. Dominic, is that you? It doesn't say whether you're muted or not. It doesn't say either. Well, in any case, the resolution that we've been asked to have this special meeting to decide on authorizes the mayor to sign a license agreement with Hudson Cruises. Shaheem, Michael, did you want to just sort of lead this so we can explain what exactly is going on?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. So the city has a series of docks at the waterfront. There are the docks that run sort of perpendicular to the shoreline in slips 3 and 4. Those are used by the public for day use. And then there's the sometimes called the commercial dock or the river dock that runs parallel to the shoreline. It's in deeper water, and that is the dock that has traditionally been used for larger boats that are providing, you know, that it's like they're providing services for the public, whether it's commercial or otherwise. The city put out an RFP. We're trying to really rapidly get this going because we know that people want to start using the water in that way. We issued an RFP. We got three proposals, and it's pretty exciting that I think two of the proposals really stood out as being really strong and really offering something, I think, above and beyond what we've been able to do in past years. We looked at sort of ways to try to combine them, do both, and that didn't really seem feasible. So ultimately, we were sort of, you know, we were forced to choose. I mean, it's a good choice to be able to have, to choose between two good options. I've been working really closely with Peter Bergiano, the Commissioner of Public Works, on the RFP and on the selection. We selected the Hudson Cruises proposal as being the stronger of the group, and that's what we're recommending for the council. And I'm happy to sort of go into more detail about that process. Some like key highlights would be is that in past years, this is like more, they offered sort of like a higher amount of funding for the city than has been offered in the past. So in 2020, we had a reduced season. And so we all, you know, we were going to get less than normal. And actually this year, we also have a reduced season because the DEC is going to dredge a portion of the waterfront and have asked that we remove docks by the end of September. So we have a shortened season this year. But despite that, they still offered a higher price than in past years. So they offered $3,400 in cash, a little bit more than that, but they're going to put in and out the docks, which the city can't do without commercial help. So we would net $3,400 in comparison. In 2019, with the full season, we got $2,000. In 2018 and 2017 combined, we got $2,300. 2016, there's no payment recorded. In 2015, we got $1,000. So it's a significantly higher amount of cash in terms of total, in terms of a percentage. You know, I guess we're still talking thousands of dollars. It's not a huge piece of the city budget. They also offered to provide reduced cost programming throughout the year, as well as free to the public rides to the lighthouse during Waterfront Wednesdays. So that's a better proposal from Hudson Cruises than we've gotten in the past. And so that's part of the reason why we recommended it. And I'm happy to go into sort of more detail if people want.
Okay, just to let Tracy know, Eileen is here. Hi, Eileen. And Dominic, is that you down there?
Yes.
Okay, yes, we can. Okay, so we got Dominic and Eileen here. Excellent. Anyway, so Michael, questions for Michael about this contract from the council?
Looks like John's got his hand raised.
Oh, go ahead, John.
I have a couple questions. I mean, first, it seems that we've had problems with this operator before in the past in terms of blocking, keeping the dock locked, even when told that he shouldn't do that. He seemed to be a nuisance operator, in my personal opinion. And it seemed that it caused the city quite a bit of trouble in the past because of how he chose to operate the business and use the dock as if it was his private dock. So I'm a little, sort of perplexed why he was chosen versus what I understand to be the second proposal that was considered, which was the proposal made perhaps by the Sloop Club. So I just want to get your what the contrast was in those proposals, Michael, and why we are settling on Hudson Cruises given the problems that the city has had with him as an operator in the past.
Specifically on the locking issue is that in last year's contracts we put not to lock anything in the contracts which Hudson Cruises signed, and that, you know, may be a contention going forward, but it was part of the RFP that people will have access to the docks, and it would be part of the contract in this year as well. In the RFP, we did add an addendum around use that any of the operators that received a contract for the dock could have the right to clear the docks temporarily to board and offload people as necessary, but that, like, in between when boats aren't sort of arriving or departing, that the docks would be open to the public. So that certainly is a commitment that we have going forward. If you're looking for sort of, it sounds like you want me to go into details about, like, strengths and weaknesses of the two.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to get why you sort of just on this versus the other proposal that was the runner-up.
Yeah, so I think the real strengths of the Hudson Cruises proposal is that it's the highest cash amount to the city. It also provides the most, in terms of, like, bulk of programming, that they would, you know, they have three boats, and those boats would be operating through, there'll be multiple excursions every week. And it's just sort of like, it's the most sort of frequent use of the dock as well. And then to be able to provide, I think, like, to have the option of providing low cost programming throughout the year is also an added bonus, especially if we have some extra cash to sort of try to offset some of that lower cost. So I think those are the real advantages. I think the Hudson Sloop Club proposal certainly offers something that was also exciting and it was difficult to sort of turn down as well. But I think the strengths of the Hudson Sloop Club proposal was that it offered it in some ways, I got to honestly, like, a new type of boat, because Hudson Cruises has been operating for a long time, and so they have a very sort of tried and true set of operations. And the Hudson Sloop Club, part of what they're offering is actually old boats rather than new boats. But they would offer, it's offering a sort of, like, a different set of programming, and I guess maybe you could use sort of like a variety of programming. So their proposal, you know, offered similar to some of the stuff that we did last year with Clearwater coming, with Apollonia coming, and sort of the proposal sort of like, if there was more space on the docks, there would be room to bring, like, more visiting vessels. So sort of over the course of the season, there might be an opportunity to have different types of free programming and more, and sort of like more of more different types of boats coming. Although I think the total amount of boat trips would be considerably less. But if in some ways, if the council was looking for sort of like was looking for that specific type of variety, and going forward, that would be the strength of that proposal. And so I think, you know, we can go into more detail, but I think those are the sort of strengths of each of the two proposals.
The substantial difference in the amount of money that the Sloop Club was offering versus Hudson Cruising.
The Sloop Club offered $2,000 in cash versus $3,400. So as a percentage, it's a pretty significant difference in terms of like the city budget, you know, it's not so that much difference. I certainly have seen the council spend a lot of time arguing over smaller amounts of money. The other proposal, the other piece of the both operators offered to that those amounts are inclusive of removing or adding and removing the docks. And the other piece that the Sloop Club offered was sort of to like function as an events coordinator. So in essence, like the Hudson Sloop Club doesn't have the boats that Hudson Cruises has. Hudson Cruises has three boats. They've, you know, they've operated for a long time in the city, and people I think who are using the waterfront are familiar with those three boats. What the Hudson Sloop Club offered was to, in essence, to help curate or help coordinate bringing these boats there, which is a certain value to that proposal. And so you could they sort of named like a specific cash, like in kind value of that proposal in addition to the $2,000. And then they also offered a cost sharing opportunity based on how much revenue that events coordination landed. So some of that events coordination might land boats that are paying a lease fee, and that lease fee would be shared between Hudson Sloop Club in the city. And I could kind of go into more details about how that would function. So that's sort of like the cost comparison between the two.
Okay, thank you.
Tiffany, oops, Tiffany.
Can I ask a question, Mike?
I read your lips.
You're right after Tiffany, Dominic.
I wanted to.
Right after Tiffany.
You're after me, Dominic. I wanted to say that I agree with Alderman Rosenthal's statement. And I wanted to add a comment and to the council that I feel as though that we should give the Sloop Club a chance, an opportunity. I think it'll be a good thing for the city. Just we do lots of things. We give people different opportunities. We welcome all kinds. And I think the Hudson Sloop Club has created a relationship with community members already. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. I wouldn't want to lose that. Like I said, I agreed with the statement that Alderman Rosenthal has made, and just adding that I feel that we should give the Hudson Sloop Club a chance.
Thank you. Dominic, did you want to say something or ask something?
Yes, thank you. Just refresh my memory, though. The Hudson Cruises, you said in 2020, what the $2,000, wasn't that actually tourism board money that we received back that they solicited for?
$2,000 was 2019. So that was, I think that was before the tourism board was allocating money for Hudson Cruises.
But I'm saying last year, the money we got from, we got $2,000.
Last year, I think it was 12, right. I think last year was 1260. I don't know how much the tourism board contributed, but you're right, is that if not the whole thing, a good portion of the revenue of the dock fee that Hudson Cruises.
Yes.
So, I mean, like I coordinated the lease agreement with Hudson Cruises, I think independent and prior to the tourism board, and the council's decision to fund money. But I think you're right, is that the revenue generated from last year was offset with the tourism board contributions.
It wasn't part of that contract, was supposed to be after the fact, they were going to either reimburse or look at their how well they did, and they were gonna either donate or give money back to the city. Do you know if that happened?
I'm not familiar with the tourism board contract, so I'll defer to the council on that.
Yeah.
And do you know if they're going to solicit the tourism board again for the 34, I need the 34 amount, $3,400 amount for the rental?
They haven't so far. They have not so far.
Well, okay. But could it be a contingent, though, that, you know, I think
we could put a contingency, but I think the council could just, ultimately, the tourism board just makes recommendations to the council. So if the council doesn't want to fund Hudson Cruises, I think you could just not fund it. Yeah. So I don't know if we have to put it in the contract.
So council, who's this?
Rebecca.
Sorry. Go ahead, Rebecca. I didn't see you.
Yeah, I just wanted to second Tiffany's comment, Alderwoman Garriga, just in terms of, you know, I would be really, it sounds like Sloop Clubs, you know, I haven't seen the actual proposal, but it sounds like they're offering more sort of a like community programming kind of approach to the thing. And because of the relationships that are already there in the community, it seems like it would be a really wonderful thing to see at the waterfront. And so, yeah.
Is there somebody?
Yeah, Malachi.
Oh, go ahead, Malachi.
No, I was just wondering if there's any way that we can incorporate both in. Would that be problematic?
It sounds like a great idea. I guess in talking to the two operators, like I was not able to come up with an agreement where both operators would agree to. But yes, that sounds like a great idea. I'm not saying it can happen, but I was not able to do it in the timeline that we had.
Michael asked for this meeting, hoping to sign this contract. I just want to get the temperature of the council. I don't want to take your temperature, but I mean, what's the possibility if we postpone this decision? Does it screw up everything?
I know that both operators want to get in the water, and you know, like, time is of the essence. So I mean, screw up everything seems like a more dramatic way than I might put it, but I think it's like, I think there is some time sensitivity and there's some urgency to, you know, to land this summer contract. Is, you know, it's we're towards the middle of May and we want to get this done. I also understand the council's desire to make the right decision and be thoughtful about it. So I can just convey is that both operators have expressed a sense of urgency, and the longer we wait, like, the less time that they're able to function at the waterfront, and the less people are going to use the waterfront and the less revenue the city's going to get the longer we wait. That being said, I also encourage the council to feel comfortable with the decision you're making.
Okay.
They can compromise.
Hold on, Malachi. I already, you know, we have another meeting at 6:00. I had scheduled this because I thought it was going to be a kind of pro forma meeting, and that there wouldn't be this dilemma. So I really want to do what the council wants in this case. I mean, do you think we can make a decision before right now, or do you want to? I mean, we'd have to do it at least at our next formal meeting.
I think we can make a decision. I think we can make a decision now. I agree with what Michael was saying. With Michael was saying as far as like the decision with getting that information out there to solicit their programming and get, you know, get people going and excited about the movement. I think.
You're breaking up. I can't.
I think we should make the decision now.
Okay. Got it.
I would like to hear from the rest of the council. Otherwise, I can make that motion.
Go ahead. Make that motion. Yep. You're frozen. Now you're frozen.
Move forward with the vote.
Okay.
Tonight.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I make a motion that we move forward with the vote tonight.
Got it.
Oh,
Jane, second. Okay. With that, Tracy, can I have a roll call vote?
I need an introduction and a second on the resolution.
We just had it.
Okay.
Tiffany and Jane.
Okay. Alderman Garriga.
This is the proposal for the Hudson Cruises, correct?
Yep.
I vote no.
Halloran.
Eileen, you're muted. Eileen.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I vote aye. I think we should move forward with the contract and maybe encourage the two parties who are interested to talk amongst themselves. We could all always revise it if they found an opportunity for them both to occupy some space down there.
Thank you, Eileen.
Mm-hmm.
Alderman Lewis?
Aye.
Maranti?
Though I would have liked a little bit more presentation time for both, you know, so we can have an idea, but aye.
Rosenthal?
Given our history, our problematic history with the proposed operator and the contract, I'm going to vote no, and I would say that it's unfortunate that we're not pursuing the Sloop Club, given their strong support within the community and the variety of services they can offer. And yeah, so I feel that an operator that has blocked a public dock in the past shouldn't be trusted with a new contract. No.
Thank you.
Somebody's here. I know city needs a lot of money and we should start getting some revenue to city. So I agree with Malaika. It's nice thought. So I think we should give them, I vote yes for that, you know, this resolution, but I think we consider, like, you know, to bring that to the same place.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Alderman Sara, is your vote aye or nay?
Aye.
Thank you. Trombley?
Okay, I'm going to vote nay.
Ooh. Walker?
Like I said, I don't want to hold, you know, something that was done in the past, you know, over their heads forever. I would hate for somebody to do that to me. But I do feel that with the Sloop Club, they have been contributing and have, you know, been making, you know, the city just more welcoming to be there. I would really like to, like I was saying, to see them compromise, to come with a solution to be able to work together. You know, given if they can. I mean, I don't know, you know, the situation in more in depth, but I would like to see them be able to come together and make that suggestion. But at this point, I'm going to say yes.
Alderman Wolf?
No.
By the way, excuse me, Alderman Mizan is here. There he is.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, nobody asking me.
Well, we didn't know you were here yet. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Alderman Mizan?
Aye.
Thank you. President DiPietro?
I say no.
I'm curious.
By a vote of 6-5, the resolution has been approved.
Okay, thank you all. Let's get over to our regular meeting, and we could even bring it up again there if you would like to.
Oh.
I don't see a reason to, but. Right. So.
Yeah, to what end, Tom?
I feel like that was really unclear to a certain extent what was being approved, or like to some. Oh. You know, I don't think that was really properly clarified before that vote just happened. That's my feeling.
Okay. But let's get to the regular meeting rather than go over this further. I don't see any point to that. Can I have a motion to adjourn this meeting so we can get to our regular meeting? Someone? Calvin? Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Dewan?
Yeah.
All those in favor of adjourning, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, carries. Let's go to our regular meeting so we don't spend the entire night here. Bye. Okay, let's see.